Shock Radio.
So is that where you started, you know, playing your first gigs and stuff around Leeds and Wakefield and that area?
Yeah.
First show, weren't it, in Wakefield?
Yeah, yeah, I remember, like, yeah, we did a few Wakefield shows, and then when we went to Leeds, we were like, ah, Leeds.
Yes, you know, ventured to Leeds.
Yeah, we've moved 30 minutes out of Wakefield.
It felt great, though, didn't it?
That's the sort of progression, isn't it? It goes Wakefield, Leeds, world domination. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah. Generally.
So how long ago was that first gig and just knocking about playing those first few concerts?
Can we actually remember the day, July 2007?
Wow.
As well as knowing geography, I'm a keen keeper of diaries.
Yeah. Quite a sentimental moment for you then.
Yeah, kind of.
It's going on our fifth year this year.
Is it?
This summer, yeah.
Crazy.
Fifth year.
So what's on the horizon this year? I know we were talking earlier on about an album.
Album's going to be towards the later part of the year. So we're going to go do that in about summertime. June, July.
Okay. Yeah.
Get the album down.
Excellent. Well, is this the biggest tour that you're going to embark on? The one that's coming up at the end of this month.
It's the biggest headline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, give me some of the dates that you're hitting. I know Glasgow is going to be the big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just been confirmed sold out, and Glasgow.
Yeah.
So that starts on the 9th, first show.
Yeah. Newcastle Riverside on the 10th, day after.
Nice.
And then we've got us technically hometown show on Saturday, the 11th. Cockpit. Shall I just run through them all?
Yeah, just go for them.
Yeah, I've got the list here actually. If we just want to read those off,
that might help. Yeah.
Where are you? Let's have a look. Yeah. You're playing, Wrexham. Then you're coming to Manchester actually. You're playing that 13th of February. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah, we're excited for that show as well.
There's no rest, is there? It's literally non-stop.
No.
10 dates, is it then, or 11?
It's
all
intense.
A day after each other. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really pleased that the response has been good. Then feels like home. Are you excited about the album? You must be. Pretty keen to know some tracks now and get them out there.
Yeah, it's just, we're just on with writing constantly, even like, you know, like between touring and stuff, it's just getting new material wrote constantly and just building it up, just demoing stuff and, you know, making sure it's strong enough.
Yeah, we're such perfectionists. If we write a song and say there's a bit maybe one of us don't like, we'll change that whole section. It needs to be perfect. We really do kind of study each section
as almost critics.
I think sometimes as well we're bad for like writing entire songs and then just scrapping them and not happy
and just forgetting about it. Just like moving
literally
on.
Put it on shelf, and
that's
then.
Why if you get an album, it'll be perfect.
There we go. We'll use that when it comes out. That'll be the quote they use. But your writing process then, is it a collective thing, or do you find that you all go away and work on a bit of material and then come and, you know, collaborate together, or is it very much a process that you do as a band?
It can vary.
Yeah,
I reckon. There's been times where, say, Kyle's gone away and brought something to the table.
Feels like
home. We literally like did together.
That literally just happened. We'd spent a good like day trying to write a song. Like, no, this ain't working. This ain't happening. We're not doing this right. Mm. No, we need to do this. Then Kyle played us the main riff, the main part to Feels Like Home. Yes, you know, that sounds good. Let's work with that.
And then we jammed.
It happened. it was magic. Yeah,
and
it happened.
Just came together.
I think
like the thing is with our recording as well, always seems to be we always finish our best songs, like what we think are our best songs, always finish them in the studio. You know, we always finish writing them there. Like literally, like the lyrics will come half an hour before going in the vocal booth.
When we went Feels Like Home, we didn't really have a chorus either.
Yeah, we literally did not have a chorus.
Same with Make or Break.
Literally, the chorus were written, as I say, like 20, 30 minutes before going in the vocal booth, and I'm like, yeah, that'll work.
Do you know what? Maybe look into an instrumental album.
Yeah, we should. Yeah,
although
just make up lyrics to it.
Like I said, me and Luke are terrible musicians, so probably won't be very good.
Well, the beauty of it, you could change the lyrics as gigs go on.
Yeah.
You could write a new song. Let's run with these tonight, lads.
That'd keep it fresh.
Just bring in guest singers, just make it up.
Yeah. What do you find? I mean, Luke and Gaz, you're guitarists in the band, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you find that maybe you'll listen to a piece of music and you'll hear somebody play a bit of guitar and you think, oh my God, that's amazing. Like, we had a band in the other day and one of the guitarists was a real fan of Eddie Vedder, and you could hear that come through in the music, and it was quite good like that. So do you find there's individual people that you sort of take influence from?
Oh yeah, yeah, like yeah, different that, like guitarists from, you know, different bands, like their style.
Yeah, that is, yeah, exactly. Like yeah. you learn them songs growing up, don't you? So you pick, grow with that style.
Yeah, you kind of pick up their habits of.
Weren't you a Kirk Hammett fan, man?
Yes.
Or it's Slash.
Yeah, I definitely didn't pick up their habits because I can't play as well as them. So,
yeah, it does. I guess it does influence the music. That's what you know how to play and you feel comfortable playing. Like, we'd never, like we just said, play any crazy solos and stuff.
I always think it's weird because I take a lot of influences from a lot of heavily political front men and singers and bands, but never comes out in like the lyrics that we write or anything. I don't know, it's just there's just an edge of aggression that comes forward from the political
influence.
Right.
But everyday life situations, that's a massive influence in our music. You know, we sing.
We write a lot of songs about tar as well.
Yeah, sing about tar and
stuff you get up
partying
to.
And stuff.
Well, do you find that on the tour you've actually got some time to play with? Because apart from the evening, what are you filling your time with in the day?
wandering the UK.
We sleep as much as we can as well.
Eating crappy food as well.
We used to count on our days off as well and think, oh, we'll do something on his day off. But this time it's 10 days back to back. So
swimming.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Leisurely swim.
We love to go swimming. We always try and find a swimming pool.
We always bring a speedos, but we can't use them this time.
Where did we go when we spent like 5 hours in the pool?
Dublin.
No, it was Alton
Towers.
Swimming pool?
Yeah, we went to
Splash Landing, yeah. We made a real day of it. Shimmy brought a picnic.
Yeah. to be fair, it was empty in there. We thought, it's going to be great. We'll nail some people with water. But we were stood at the top of this apparatus with a bucket full of water. We'll wait for somebody to, you know, come
back. So we just ended up doing it to each other and just,
cheap laughs.
Yeah, cheap laughs.
Of course. Well, the Speedos, you know, live long in the memory after watching that music video. Was it Make or Break that you were practically naked for the entirety?
Stuck with us. Nudity is.
It's normally these two.
I always think the thing is that video as well as we're running, it was on like a university campus. So as you see us, literally behind where the camera was facing is like a big loads of rooms and all students hanging out of the windows, looking and shouting abuse.
Shouting at us.
Oh dear. What was the, on a scale of one to bad, how bad was the abuse?
It were all right.
We didn't really care.
We just kind of heckled them, heckled them back a bit, you know. And
we lost all respect for ourselves a while ago.
we have no dignity.
We might as well just carry on.
Yeah.
Well, did you go to university and lose your dignity there, or have you lost it in other avenues?
I lost mine way before uni.
Yeah,
so.
I did.
Talking about dignity, by the way.
Yeah. I managed to come out with a degree.
Did you?
Yeah.
What in?
I like your laugh then.
Just in disbelief.
It is, yeah.
Degree?
I was genuinely shocked as well. In fact, I got my results like the day we were playing Manchester Academy.
Okay.
So I didn't really care what I got. Then I'm like, I'm about to play to like 1,000 people. I'm not bothered what I get, but I passed. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Big pat on the back. Well done.
Thank you.
Nice one. Right, well, we should get down to doing your session. What tracks have you prepared for us today?
Well, we're going to do Trying to Write an Anthem.
Okay.
And we were going to do Make or Break as well.
Well, there are two music videos for these, and you can go onto YouTube, and presumably you can find the songs in their fullness. But we'll do some stripped-back acoustic covers or sessions of them now on Shock Radio.